Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Practicing, where we're talking about the art of becoming more like Jesus. We're learning how to look and live our lives to be more like Christ, and we're looking at how these different practices are part of the rhythm of our faith journey. Some of these things we might do more often than others. And this past Sunday, we talked about Sabbath, this idea of rest. We know it gets its origin all the way back in Genesis chapter 2, where it says that God made the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested. He made the Sabbath holy. And then later on in Exodus chapter 20, as part of the Ten Commandments, he tells us to keep the Sabbath holy, to set apart a day, to cease working for one day and trust in God's provision for the seventh day. Now, was he tired? No. Was he need a breather? Was he running out of ideas? No. He was simply choosing to no longer work. He had already finished and completed what he was doing. And he was teaching us that rest is actually a gift, that we have to be told to rest. You know, our idea of striving and working, we have to be told, stop doing that. Trust in me. He can do more in 6 days than we can do in seven. So we looked at a passage in Matthew. Here's where it starts in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, Jesus is saying this in the midst of a very difficult chapter, that if you read in context, that Jesus is kind of lamenting that John the Baptist is in prison and likely going to die, that the towns around him have rejected him, and he's in the middle of a prayer, and then he says this great invitation to us to come, and he's going to give us rest, and he tells us to take his yoke upon us, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Now, this is in sharp contrast to the way that the Pharisees put a yoke on people. The way they looked at Sabbath wasn't so much as a rest. It was a kind of another chore or a burden they were laying on people. It was almost a way that you can prove that you're more holy or prove you're more righteous. In fact, you see in the very next chapter, Jesus is healing a man on the Sabbath day, and the Pharisees try to kill him. Like, this is their moment. They've decided, you know what, it's time to kill this guy because he healed a man on the Sabbath. In Matthew 23:4, it talks about the Pharisees and how they place a heavy burden on the people, but they do nothing themselves to lift a finger to help. But Jesus is laying a yoke upon us. The yoke, think of it as what you might place on two oxen if you're going to plow a field. So he's not saying, don't do anything. He's saying, take my yoke upon you, my way. I have a way of doing things, he's saying. Come to me. And my way of doing things is actually going to give you rest for your soul. You see, God doesn't command us or doesn't give us commands as a way to prove ourselves to him. He gives us commands because he loves us. He's actually trying to guide our lives. He wants to give us a different type of rest. Now, obviously, we need bodily rest. There's no question. The amount of burnout people can feel when they're working nonstop, it's very difficult, and what's happening in the body affects, your soul. But even more importantly, when your soul is not at rest, when you aren't at rest in your soul, when you're at lack of peace in your soul, it affects your body. And so a Sabbath is a way of practicing, ceasing your work, ceasing your striving, and trusting in God, trusting in the way he provides, not just physically, but spiritually. We place our burdens on him, and then he cares for us. He is gentle and lowly. He's not like the Pharisees, who are terrible taskmasters, who are trying to, catch us in the moment that we didn't do something just right. But that's not Jesus. He's calling us to a time of rest, to lay down our burdens. And I think we live in an epidemic of busyness. We live in an epidemic of control, where we have to have control of our lives by continuing to produce. And not just that, it's even when we have struggles, we want to strive to figure out a way to fix them. And Jesus, looking up from his moment of lament and looking at all of us and saying, just come to me. Just come to me and I will give you rest for your souls. I have a way for you to do this life. Trust me and I will give you rest. Father, teach us to practice Sabbath. Teach us to cease striving, cease working, to cease producing, to cease trying to solve all of our own issues, and to trust in you, to trust in your provision. God, teach us to be like your son, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on and think about how this whole concept of striving and working has impacted your life. And what's one step you can take this week? Talk to God about that in practicing Sabbath. Until next time, God bless.